Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
At one time in Boston's history, Boston Harbor was the city's commercial and cultural center, crowded with shippers and fishermen and the people doing business with them. But what is it today? Where does it fit in with the 2010 version of Boston? And what's our connection to it? This morning, we open a summer series that takes a new look at Boston Harbor.
I really don't have that close of a connection to the harbor.
It's nice. I mean, you know, on a sunny day in Boston, it's one of the good places to come.
And we start off the waterfront on the Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy Greenway over the Big Dig next to the harbor. The Greenway is the crown jewel of the Big Dig. It was supposed to be many things, a parkway, a museum center, a tourist mecca. It's also envisioned to be the gateway to Boston Harbor. But many years and millions of dollars later, is it meeting that promise? We went down to the fountain on the Greenway and asked, does this feel like the gateway to the waterfront?
Yes, because of the breeze, but I wouldn't say you can actually see it.
You can't see much. You can hear the horns of the boats.
You can smell it. It's in the air.
Feel it, hear it, smell it. But we didn't hear anything about actually seeing it, the blue water with boats sliding by, which left us wondering, exactly how much water can you see from the Greenway? We asked city officials. They said they never studied it and didn't know. So we decided to find out. Which is why we're right here, right now, outside of South Station. We're going to walk from here to the north end at Christopher Columbus Park, where there are great water views. And we're going to measure the distance between here and there using what I have in my hand now, this handy measuring wheel. We can't exactly vouch for its accuracy, how well it's calibrated, because it cost us the whopping total of $10, but we're going to give it a shot. At least it'll give us some sense of how much or how little water view you get from the Greenway. Here we go. And there's lots in the way. Office buildings, a hotel, a garage, the stockade fence in front of the harbor towers, even trees. Here at the end, 3,474 feet of Greenway strolling later, here's the thing. Along this route, only one-fifth of the time did you actually get a glimpse of the harbor. And for less than 150 feet, could you actually say you got a good, steady, quality view of the harbor front? So, the city has its work cut out for it if the Greenway is to become the gateway for the waterfront.
We have to, wherever possible, expand the openings to the harbor.
That's the city's chief planner, Cairo Shen, who admits there's a lot more to be done. But he says there is a prime piece of real estate on the waterfront that could be developed to open up the view, the Harbor Garage, right next to the New England Aquarium. The developer has a plan to tear it down and build two huge towers in its place with a walkway between them to the harbor.
The opportunity here is to create a large opening, a 100-foot-wide opening that draws people through the building so that you can find the water and you can use the water.
Sounds almost perfect, except the developer is Don Chiafaro. As far as city officials are concerned, Chiafaro is white hot. He's earned a reputation for treating real estate development like a contact sport. In fact, Chiafaro has ruffled Mayor Menino's feathers to the point that the mayor wasn't even willing to discuss the project with us, much less engage with Chiafaro himself, which is too bad from the perspective of people we met on the Greenway.
I wouldn't tear down any historical buildings, but go ahead, get rid of the garage. Nobody really cares about a garage. I know there's not a lot of parking in Boston, but a garage isn't exactly something you want to look at.
What city officials complain about is how tall Chiafaro wants to build. 625-foot twin towers. So tall, they say, that they'll cast long shadows on the Greenway. Chiafaro calls the shadow argument a red herring and says the city is missing an opportunity to leave a lasting legacy.
We're going to change the view from the harbor. As you look back to the city, we're going to create an iconic structure that's going to help define, symbolize what the city is.
But Cairo Shen, the city's planner, says iconic or not, the city has no intentions of letting one developer hijack Boston's skyscape, even if it opens up a water view. That's why Shen asked us not to measure the success of the Greenway in feet and inches alone.
The notion here is not how many feet of opening that you would get of the water's edge. The question is, where are they, and are they in the right places? You know, in some cases, tight but very, very appropriately located openings can have much greater impact.
Peter Mead, who watches over the Greenway from his perch as Greenway Conservancy Chairman, takes it further, saying it's not necessarily about people seeing water.
That doesn't mean it can't be a gateway and it can't be a place where people stop to get to the water.
But most importantly, Mead says, people need to stop thinking about the Greenway as the harbor gateway and start thinking of it as a gateway.
There's been too much put on the Greenway. When the state was doing the big dig, they told us that the Greenway would be Disneyland and the Champs-Élysées. We can't be the only gateway to the harbor. There have to be multiple gateways to a great harbor that we have.
As Mead points out, use of the Greenway is on the rise. Praise has been heaped on the new food vendors who opened shop just a few weeks ago. Wi-Fi access is coming, and soon there'll be new outdoor furniture. You'll never dip your toes in salt water there, but the Greenway's success is growing, inch by inch.